Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S. W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Glory be to God. And hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we come humbling ourselves before you because you are Almighty God and you're worthy to be praised. Dear Lord, we come this day, Lord God, and once again request your spirit to be with us as we take this journey into your word once again. I pray, Lord, that you will word my mouth, Lord God, to be pleasing in your sight and to deliver this message that will be pleasing unto you. And therefore, Lord, every heart, every ear that is tuned into this broadcast that desire to know truth, Lord God, I pray that they will see the truth. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost, the understanding and revelation that you're going to impart unto those who seek your face. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day, this blessed Wednesday evening. To some of you in certain parts of the world, it may be Thursday morning. Others, it may be Thursday evening. But, hey, no matter what time it is, thank God for another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, we are still in the series of health, healing, sickness, and disease. And for those of you who have been listening, you know that I've been doing different sections to this. And glory be to God. And today, we are on health, healing, sick, disease, the cause, part two. And before I go into that, I just want to say to those of you who are first-time listeners, if you listen to part one of this series and part ones of the other series, you know, the other section of this series, like, for example, health, healing, sickness, disease, Jesus will, the devil will, you will know that, you will hear that I give you the heads up that not only will I be coming with scriptures from the Bible, but from two other books that is also the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is called the Word of the Lord and the Record of the Nephite. I also give you the name of the broadcast on this page that you can go to hear more concerning these books, and glory be to God, and why they're the books of the Lord Jesus Christ also that goes with the Bible. So I wanted to give you the heads up so, you know, when you hear me in this series say, I'm going to read a scripture from the Word of the Lord, or I'm going to read a scripture from the Record of Nephite, and you go, what are you talking about? Well, I don't want you to be caught off guard. That's what I'm coming from. So I'm going to be giving you scriptures. That's how I've been doing in this series, from the Bible, Word of the Lord, Record of Nephi, praise be to God. So keep that in mind. I also want to say unto those of you, and I will give this again, for example, the messages from the Word of the Lord, which is thus far 120 messages that the Lord Jesus have sent. If you want a copy of any of the messages, is 75 cents per dozen. You can contact, I belong to the Church of Christ Eliza Message, the headquarters, 608 Lacey Road in Independence, Missouri. And if you want a copy of any of these messages, which is 75 cents a dozen, you can call the phone number 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. If you can't reach no one at the number at that number, then you can call this number, area code 816-252-2343. Once again, area code 816-252-2343 if you want a copy of any of the messages. Also, if you want the book, also the Record of the Nephite, which is the other book, it costs $8 a piece, so it's one book. So you can call that number also and order from there. And some of you say, well, why are you charging? Well, you know, it costs money to print the books. We're not charging, trying to get fat and rich and all that stuff. Glory be to God. So keep in mind of that as we go on. Now, let's go on the series. Let's go to the Bible, the book of John, chapter 9. The book of John, chapter 9, we're going to go into the Bible here. Glory to God. And I thank God, hallelujah, for, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This series that God has blessed me to be able to do. We are once again on part two tonight of Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, The Cause, part two. And I'm going to read from John chapter 9, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 from John chapter 9. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, notice that, and I want to start off, you know, focusing on the question that the disciples asked Jesus. And they asked, now this man was blind from his birth. Now, either they didn't have this information or they, in one sense, kind of asked a bad question concerning him, because they said, who sinned, this man? Now, if he was blind from birth, what could he have done? But anyhow, that's another story. But in the question, when the disciples asked him, who did sin, this man? Now, the disciples knew, as well as many of the people in that day and time knew, that one of the causes that can cause sickness to come on a person is sin. Is sin. In fact, I am thoroughly convinced that the bulk of our problems with sickness and disease comes through the cause of sin, okay? Whether it is personal, which we're talking about here right now, or generational, okay? Which we will talk about on another part. Now, I know that some, quote, believers don't want to hear that. And some believers, when they are having trouble with sickness and disease, especially it's been for a while, you talk to them, they say, oh, the Lord just tried me, he just tested me. Well, we'll get on that another part on another time, but the biggest of the cause is sin, okay? And in part one, we discussed somewhat concerning this starting off, and I ran by you that when it comes to sin, there are different forms. Like abomination, iniquity, wickedness, you know, things of that nature. But when it comes down to sin, you got most like two types. You got the sin of what's called sins of commission and sins of omission. And commission, sin of commission is when, you know, the Lord tell you not to do something, you know, and you do it. Just like when he tell you, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, and you go and do it, well, that's a sin. And then if he tell you to do something, which we know all what God tells us is good, and you do not do that, then that can be a sin also in that category, okay? So that also in itself can open up the door for certain sicknesses to come. You understand what I'm saying? You know, for example, if God tell you, said, you know, eat this certain thing, it'll be good for you, and you don't do it, then something can cause or come on you that's not good, like a sickness, because you did not heed the warning of God. You didn't do that which was good, which he told you to do. Now, if he told you not to do something, you do it the same way, okay? Now, the disciples, them, they knew that in connection with sin, I mean with sickness rather, and disease, that there's a strong, close connection with sin. And they knew that sin can cause sickness to come. So this is why they said, who sinned that this man was born blind? Did he do it or his parents? Okay. Amen. Got to happen, people, is that if we want deliverance, if this sickness have come based on you doing that personally, personal sin, then you have to repent. Okay. You need to repent. Now, if you want to continue to hold off, you know, and you talking about, oh, I'm just being tested, and you don't think you need to repent, then guess what? That sickness is going to hang around. Why? Because it has a right to be there. Now, when we talk about the things God has given us for our deliverance, we're going to talk more on that. But other than that, we must understand it. You know, our pride, we let pride get in the way. And for many people, pride has kept them from getting healed. Why? Because they didn't want to confess their sin. You know, and the Lord dealt with me about that, about his people repenting and confessing their sin, that, you know, many don't want to do it. Well, if that sickness or disease have come because you have sinned, then if you don't repent, confess and repent of it and exercise faith that you may be healed, guess what? It stays there. It stays there. Hallelujah. And we looked at in part one, most definitely, where we looked at where that the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. Okay. And Pharaoh, I ain't letting them go. I ain't doing that. Uh-oh, big mistake, Pharaoh. And we know that it caused a sickness to hit on some boils, open up the door for boils to hit the people there, not the Israel. Children of Israel wasn't touched, but the people there of Egypt and even their livestock was hit with boils. Simply because why? That disobedience and not and sin and omitting that which was good. And that which was good when God told him, said, let my people go that they may go and serve me and worship me. And Pharaoh said, I ain't going to do that. And see, that opened up a door for a curse. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 20. Thank you, Jesus. Verses 20 to verse 22. Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 to verse 22. Now, look here, and we're talking about the personal sins that will open up the door for curses to come. Glory be to God. And look what the Lord said. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Now, that word bed in verse 22, translated from the Greek, means sick bed. Sick bed. So a sickness was to come on her. Okay, that God would permit and allow because of her what? Her sin. God said, I gave her a space time to repent of her fornication, but she didn't. Okay, so that sin opened up the door for that sickness to come. Do you get what I'm saying? See, you got people today thinking that they can do whatever they want to do and there's no consequences. Let me get more specific. Some supposed to be believers and some quote what call church folks actually think that way, that, you know, long as I say, oh, I love Jesus and I can live any way I want to live and do whatever I want to do and there be no consequences. Well, guess what? You're living in an imaginary world if you think that, because there are consequences. Okay. There are even consequences for stuff you do in the net. For example, If you go outside and let's say it's cold and it's raining and you don't have a coat on and you just standing out there and getting soaked wet, stuff like that, chances are, what is you going to end up having? A cold. You're going to come across having a cold. Okay? When you could have put a coat on, you know, because I've seen people, you know, even on my job in the wintertime, it's cold. And I mean, it ain't just cold. It's what you call wind blowing cold. They stand out there with blue jeans on and a skinny shirt with their hands in their pocket. And so what you see a few days later, coughing and all that, and some of them, be honest with you, don't practice good thing, good works. Sometimes you go to talking and they go to coughing all toward your face. You got to get away from them. Okay? Well, what was the consequence? Well, you're running outside with no coat on, wind blowing cold wind, especially if you're in the wintertime, and you just got a little skinny shirt on with your hands in your pocket. What did you expect? Okay? That wasn't wise. So what you did was wrong. It opened up the door. That was a consequence. Okay? Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, let's look at that right quick. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And let's look at verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and looking at verse 15. Okay? And the word of God said, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. He said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So according to the word that God gave Moses to tell the people, not only would the curses come on you, but it will overtake you. And as I said before, I am thoroughly convinced that the bulk of sicknesses and diseases that hits us, not just hit us, but is overtaking us, the open door of sin. Now notice he said here, if we will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, we in sin right there. And that can be either sin of commission or omission. It can be he told you not to do something, you do it. You can open up a door for a curse. Or if he told you to do something, you didn't do it, that can open up the door for a curse. Especially in the realm of sickness. Okay? Amen. We don't, in the Christian community, sometimes we don't want to talk about that. And especially some of us, quote, as they want to say, higher ups, don't want to talk about that because, you know, we start thinking, oh, that's for the people in the pews. And then we think, oh, we in the ministry, that word ain't for us too. But that's wrong. It is. Okay? And so therefore, the Lord said, not only would these curses come, and we already saw that the curses involve sickness. He said, not only when they come, but they will overtake you. You get that. And many of us, as God's people, not only have the curse of sickness and disease have come, but it's overtaking us. Why? Because there's a cause. And what's the biggest of the cause? Sin. Whether it's sin of unbelief, whether it's sin of stuff that you got no business doing, that it can be. You could be, for example, you could have been fooling with something that's dealing with witchcraft. Amen. And cause a sickness. Come on. In fact, you could look at the works of the flesh. You could do any of the works of the flesh and cause a sickness. You know, for example, God speaks of the work of the flesh, drunkenness. Well, if you're going around constantly getting drunk, but one of the doors it can open up for, what does it call it? Cirrhosis at the liver? You know. Do you understand what I'm saying? So Jesus said that not only would the curses come, but it will overtake you. So it ain't going to just come upon you. Because if it just came upon you and had no strength to do nothing, you could say, get out of here. I ain't worried about that. Man, I'm going, you know. But he put the words and overtake you. Okay? So for any of you out there with your chest poked out, thinking that I ain't worried about nothing, like you can just handle anything come that way and you can do whatever you want to, and I can handle the consequences. No, you can't. Because once here, the Lord said, not only will it come upon thee, it will overtake thee. Now, once again, you got some out there who hear me speaking on this? Once again, oh, he's doing Christian propaganda. Once again, you keep thinking that, okay? You go ahead and keep thinking that this is Christian propaganda. One thing I know about my Jesus, he going to back me up because he got me doing this, okay? So you can say that all you want to, but we're going to see when it's proven to you what you say. I'm going to put it to you that way. We're going to see when it is proven to you what you're going to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You look at this nation. This nation in general here in America is in sin. And these curses of sickness and disease has come and what has overtaken us. And so you look at just like, for example, the coronavirus. Look how it hit this nation, people. Look what it did. Man, people are dying at an alarming rate. The government, you know, they head going left, right, front, back. They all twisted up, don't know what to see, don't know how to explain, don't know they don't know what to do. So they come with a vaccine, not that can cure you. Catch that. But only, as they say, slow it down. You can go with a slowdown, and that's your priority. If you want to go with a slowdown, you do it. But I know a slowdown is not a healer. And if it's just a slowdown, that means that thing is still there, which means it can do damage, okay? And the only thing that can really help us to overcome this is that we got to do it Jesus' way, period. No other way. We got to get off that pride horse that we riding on, and we got to do it Jesus' way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. And I'm going to read verses 14 to verse 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 14 to verse 27. Now look what it says. Now this is dealing with Naaman, who was a leader, a fighter, a mighty man of valor. And this mighty man of valor, even though he was a leader, a fighter on the field, he had a sickness called leprosy. He was a leper. So he goes to Elisha. And Elisha give him instructions what to do for him to be healed. And verse 7 said, then when he down, this is Naaman, and dipped himself seven times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all of the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. He was coming to give him a gift. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So, you know, Elisha's like, I'm not going to take a gift for this. No, I refuse. Okay. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burn offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing, the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, now listen to this closely, the man of God said, behold, my master hath spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. Now he gonna go and take the gift now. Elijah already said, hey, I ain't taking no gift for this. Okay. Naaman gonna take Gehazi gonna take upon himself to do it. So in verse 21 it says, so Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him. and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me." Okay, now he lied, saying, "Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments." And Naaman said, "Be content, take two talents." And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garment and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi? Where are you coming from?" And he said, "Thy servant went no whither." I ain't go nowhere. So now he's still lying, okay? And he said unto him, "Went not my heart with thee," okay, "when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee." Wow. "And unto thy seed forever." Whoa. "And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow." Now, see how that sickness came because of what? Sin. He was lying. He went and out of greed and stuff for himself. Then he gonna lie. First he lied to Naaman. Then he gonna lie to Elisha. Okay. Amen. Tell my he sent me. Tell Naaman that. See, he lied. And it caused a sickness to come. Elisha spoke and said, "Hey, the same leprosy that Naaman had, it's going to hit you and your house forever." That's some kind of deep now. That's some kind of deep. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Back to John chapter 5. Now, John chapter 5. The man at the pool of Bethesda, and many of y'all may have read the story. You know, he couldn't walk. And there was a pool of Bethesda that when the angel come down a certain season, he troubled the water. The first to get in, they got in the water, they got healed, whatever they had. And he couldn't get in there. He was actually waiting for someone to help him. No one came. And to make a long story short, he didn't even have to get in there. Okay. Only thing he had to do was hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, received by faith, and he got healed. So that's what happened. And so afterwards, verse 14 in John chapter 5, afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole." In other words, see, you're made whole. Sin no more. Did you hear that? "Lest a worse thing come unto thee." Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Olabashata. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. People. Now, some of you may listen to this and you're shaking your head. Now, okay. Okay, I'm going to see what you say when it's proven to you. Because it's going to be proven to you. See, this one thing about the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't lie. Okay? It doesn't lie. Now, you may have let man fool you in thinking that it does. But it doesn't. Okay? Amen. Because when you look at it, for the longest, man has always tried to do something to disprove what Jesus said. You understand what I'm saying? You said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" For example, and I gave this example before, sexual sins. Now, sexual sins can open up the door for sickness and then curses to come too. You got different sickness like what? Syphilis, gonorrhea, all this stuff. Okay? Man tries to create what they call protective stuff. So they're okay. Man say, "Okay, we ain't got to be married. We can still sleep around. And oh, by the way, we made something to protect you so nothing, no disease or sickness come." Really? Well, man has to admit they shuffle. What they made is not 100%. See, God ain't going to let it, okay, be 100%. It's not going to be 100% because why? It will be working against himself. You're not going to outdo Jesus. You can counsel it. You know, if Jesus tells you, say, you do a certain thing just to happen, that's what he means. But if you try to create something as an escape, go to what he said, and it were to be successful, then you will prove Jesus wrong. That ain't happening. You would never, hear this, you would never prove Jesus wrong. My advice to you is don't try it, because you're going to look foolish at the end. Jesus will let you go along, stringing. You start thinking, oh, I got it, and I got it, and I'm proving it wrong. And then you're going to fall flat on your face before it's over with. Okay? So don't try it. Amen. Counsel it. Forget about it. Because it ain't happening. Okay? And like I said, in the Christian community, many of us don't like to talk about this in our lives personally. We don't like to talk about it. Amen. See, we can have, and it ain't just physical sin. It can be spiritual sin. You know, if you harboring anger, unforgiveness, do you know doctors, they starting to come across this more. They see what anger does to people, okay? And open up door for different sicknesses and disease to hit, okay? Amen. When we start harboring and holding in stuff, yeah, it affects you. It affects you all inside. And it affects your heart, things like that. Hey, yeah. Amen. Now, like I said, I know many of you, some of you rather, like you have a hard time chewing on this food here, okay? Because you're like, that don't taste right. It don't go to my taste bud. Well, I can imagine you saying that. You know, it's just like a lot of people who go 100% by their taste buds. Instead of eating to live, okay, they want to, quote, eat to satisfy the taste buds. And don't get me wrong, taste buds has a role in sometimes something, but when you put your whole life behind the taste bud, yeah, you end up being in the poor house, and you may end up being in the hospital and then dying. Because everything that tastes good to your taste buds don't mean it's good for you, okay? Ooh, wow, I guess so, okay. You need to go on, Brother Nate. We don't need to talk about that. Well, we're going to talk about that one day, especially on the part where it says what God has given us for our deliverance. We're going to discuss that then. Not now, but we're going to discuss it then. Amen? So, we look at here where that sin can open up a door for curses, especially curse of sickness, especially that which is personal, okay? Personal sin, okay? Amen. People, you can't just do whatever you want to do and think that there's no consequences, okay? See, you know, that's why some of you that's listening, you have not accepted Christ as Lord, and you may have been approached by a believer to try to, you know, encourage you to accept the Lord, and you, I don't want to, you know, because one of the big hesitation of many people, many of them don't mind saying, okay, I confess Jesus Lord. It's the living for Christ is what they got a problem with, because they wants to still live the way they living. You got bukus of people who's claiming the Lord, but as they say, living like the devil. And for some reason, they think that God's supposed to honor that. That Jesus supposed to say, well, that's fine. It's okay. As long as you say I'm Lord, I'm God, it's okay. Well, you know what, people? It's more than that. It's more than that, okay? And I have found with people in the past who have, you know, in dealing with accepting the Lord, their biggest problem is living the new life. They just want to live the same way they've been living, and that's not going to work. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to work at all. I shared this one time with you guys, like, you know, when I was in school, I was into music. I was in a rap group. I was in a slow song group. and I wrote songs. And I remember one day I was writing a song. I had been saved at that time probably 2 years. And I was writing a song. It was a secular rap song I was writing, okay? And when I was, you know, before I got saved and was in school and I was in those groups, I had a certain rap name, okay? And here I am, you know, at that time when I was writing again, I was 21, I had been saved like 2 years. And what I did, I was writing those songs, and then all of a sudden, I was using that same rap name, okay? And the Spirit of the Lord began to speak in my spirit. He said, you know, that name represents your past. He said, I've delivered you from that. And boy, was I convicted. I just sat there. I said, Lord. And that's when I think that was the last time that I wrote a secular song. Okay? Because see, at that time, even though I don't know, was I in the ministry yet? Not a newborn babe, but almost like a babe. I didn't have much growth. And during that time, I was still trying to, you know, have feet in both places, quote, with the Lord and still out in the world. So that's why I was still doing this secular song, raps and stuff like that. And that's when the Lord started putting me on the road to breaking me free from that. That was one of the things. And so, because even when I got saved, I still was writing those same secular songs, okay? And that day, when the Lord spoke that in my spirit, that was the last day that I wrote a secular song. And then I tell you, I sent those songs off to different record companies, okay? And I was trying to do like many, quote, supposed to be Christian today. I was going to try to claim to be a Christian, secular stuff. And the two is not going to mix per se. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got people who claim as R&B artists. I know some of y'all will get upset when I say this, but this is the truth. You claim to be saved, but you're doing R&B and you singing, Baby, Let Me Lick You and Rub You Down. And you think that God is in heaven and say, "Woo, I like that song." No, he ain't. He ain't saying that. And see, we ain't looking at, as a Christian, what sign is we showing? Okay. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to look at one more scripture. I want to go to scripture from the book called The Record of Nephite. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord, the Record of Nephi here. And there was this man over here named Zizron, and he was coming against two of God's men named Alma and Amulek, okay? And turning the people against him. This Alma and Amulek was giving the word of God to the people. And this Zizron was turning people against him, okay? And, you know, to make a long story short, making it like, hey, what they're saying is not true and all that stuff, you know, things of that nature. I want to read to you what was said here. Glory to God. It said, and it came to pass that Alma and Amalek were commanded to depart out of that city, and they departed and came out even into the land of Sidon. And behold, there they found all the people which had departed out of the land of Ammoniah, who had been cast out and stoned because they believed in the words of Alma. Okay. And they related unto them all that had happened unto their wives and children, and also concerning themselves and of their power of deliverance. And also Zizron, the same Zizron that was coming against him, lay sick at Sidon with a burning fever, which was caused by the great tribulations of his mind on account of his wickedness, okay, or what he did, okay? For he supposed that Amalek was no more, and he supposed that they had been slain by the cause of his iniquity. And this great sin and his many other sins did harrow up in his mind until it did become exceeding sore, having no deliverance. Therefore, he began to be scorched with a burning heat. Now, when he heard that Amalek was in the land of Sidon, his heart began to take courage, and he sent a message immediately unto them, desiring them to come unto him. Now, the sins that he committed, it was all in his mind of what he did, and guess what? Now he has a fever. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He thought they was no more, you know, for what he had done and getting them in trouble. Amen. And he's speaking against the word of God that they were delivering. Okay. And now he's got what? He's got a fever. Amen. See, people, this thing is for real. I mean, it's not a game. It's not a play game. It's serious. Okay. The book of Deuteronomy lists in 28 chapter 15 to verse 70 something. Oh, man, this is all kinds of sickness that comes from what you, from what? From not hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Amen. Which includes what? Sickness. Amen. Now, you got some people out there, they's puffed up in pride, okay? And when you call out sickness and disease, and you tell them, who says it's wrong? And you tell them what the Lord Jesus says is wrong. I don't know your Jesus. And go talking like that, you better pray for them. And then it's sad to say that some Christians who you confront about the stuff they doing, instead of them truly repenting, they talking about, you can't judge me. Wow. Putting themselves in that position to open up a door of sickness to come upon them. You understand what I'm saying? Brother Nate is not on this broadcast to waste your time and just talking. I am giving you a serious message. I'm giving you a serious message, not only for you to think about, but me myself, okay? Like I said, the word of God goes from the pews to the pulpits, from the pulpits to the pews, okay? By the example, you know, sickness ain't going to say, oh, wait a minute, he's a preacher. I ain't going to mess with him. I know he lied, but I ain't going to mess with him. I'm going to mess with that person in the pews because they lied. It don't happen like that. When he said, these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou would not hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, that wasn't just for the pew people. That was for the pulpit people too. Amen. But once again, we don't want to talk about that. So there are causes. Amen. There are causes. Amen. That would cause sickness to come. Amen. And when it's personal, and see, two of them especially, one of them can, we told you that Satan is the author of sickness and disease. And when you get on his ground, he also is. He gets a right to curse you. But then when you look at it and say, well, when there's a curse from God, well, that's when God sent the curse or God moved his hand from holding back. Because like I told you before, there are a lot of more stuff that could be hitting us, but the hand of God has been holding it back. So when it's from him, he'll remove his hand. Okay? Amen. Now, because he's not He's not the author of sickness and disease. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Okay? But on part of his judgment now, he will pull his hand back and let that hand that was holding stuff back, he'll put it back and let it come. Okay? And he knows what to pull back and let it come in. Okay? You get that. Hallelujah. And if he do that, it's because definitely you are in sin, especially if you were fighting against him. Amen. You out, you know, picking in the churches, fighting against the plan of God, trying to, you know, put these people in jail, trying to do this and that and that. You can open yourself for a curse from him. Fighting the people of God who's going forth to do what God has commanded them, you can open yourself up with a curse from him. But either way it go, what caused sicknesses to come and overtake you? Sin. That's going to be the bulk of it. Sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And like I said, we don't want to talk about it. Amen. Like I said, you look at Galatians 5, look at the works of the flesh. When the works of the flesh is put into operation, they can open up a door for things to come, especially sickness. Amen. You got, for example, homosexuality. Well, we know it can open up a door for AIDS. And when you look at it, even some other kind of, like a form of cancer. Now, some of you say, well, other folks can get AIDS. They ain't got to be homosexual. Okay, I get that. But also, too, when you're having intercourse the wrong way, and y'all know what I'm talking about, especially to men, you know, Farrah Fawcett, I think it was Farrah Fawcett, if I'm not mistaken. Anyhow, when the doctors are doing an autopsy on her body, she had like, I think it's her, it may have been another star, but anyhow, it was a woman, I'll put it this way, that she had like cancer, like I think in her stomach. And the remark was made around the doctors and them, they were thinking at first because she had some kind of sexual relations, if you get what I mean, the wrong way, okay? As we call anal wise, okay? And they come to find out it wasn't that. But from what they taught, that can produce something like that, you know, a type of cancer too. So just imagine like two men, okay? But either way it go, it can open up the door for sickness. Drunkenness, the same way, when the workplace, drunkenness can do that, okay? Revelings is what? Wild parties, okay? We know what happened at a lot of wild parties. There's a lot of wild parties going on. Some parties are called orgies and all that. Well, you definitely open yourself up for sicknesses to come through that sin. Amen. See, God meant what he said when he tell us to do it the right way. When we do it the wrong way, we open ourselves up for consequences from that. Amen. Glory be to God. And it can happen, people. Most definitely. It can happen. It does happen. And like I said, I am thoroughly convinced the bulk of our sicknesses comes from sin that's committed, whether it's personally or whether it is generational. Okay? I'm thoroughly convinced of that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. And when that sickness requires repentance to be, in order for it to be removed, I'm going to say this to you all. And some of you guys who have put your doctors as God would not like this. But when there's a sickness and disease that is overtaking you, and it's due to get that thing removed, repentance, the confession has to be involved. I don't care if you get the smartest doctor on the face of this earth, there will be nothing he can be able to do to heal you. I hope you heard that, because I meant it. There will be nothing. You can be the richest person and you can buy the best doctor in the world who have done surgeries that made man mouth fly open. But when it has something to do, when that sickness and disease have something to do with you repenting, confessing, and I don't care who you find. Okay? Because if they were able to do that, then guess what? What would you have to repent for? God would be speaking in vain to tell people, if man can come up with a total antidote for your sickness and disease, especially when it's caused by sin, then why would he tell people to repent? Why would he tell this man that we looked at in John chapter 5, sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you? I mean, why would he have to tell him that? If that man can find a physician that can heal him, oh, man, what he need to repent for? Thank you, Jesus. Most gracious God, we thank you for another blessed day in Christ. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. And Father, I pray today that everyone that is listening, hear this word. Lord, let your spirit reach out and touch in Jesus' name for the glory of God. And Father, we thank you. And Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. I'll be back with another part tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.